Next up, our poet. She used to be on the East Coast. She's ended up on the West Coast. She's been writing poetry since the age of 12. She's a human rights activist in her own right. Please welcome Sister Maryam Hussein with Allah Salawat Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Before I begin, can we all do a Fatiha for Allah Shuhada of Islam? There is a war going on. So make sure to read the lies in between the lines and notice the signs. Where we have defined justice and peace, so we hit the streets and raise our voices in defiance for all the oppressed. This is for the names in forgotten places. Glimpses on the news of the heroes in forgotten places. But they are just statistics to you. The death of their children are but numbers to you. Excuses, justifications, and Photoshop pictures, those mean something to you, but the truth in their cries, you're all hypnotized by the lies and too ignorant to realize that their deaths continue because of your silence. What or who are we fighting for? To end a rich man's war? Tax dollars become bullets and tear gas to kill sons so families lose hope fast. Aizaz Hassan, a young boy who gave up his life for his friends. The innocent schoolboy who was tackled down by terrorists, his memory will never end. Muhammad Al-Bader, a young boy from the West Bank. Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old shot on American soil. And who are we to think? Thank the ones whose philosophy is the hypocrisy for fighting for peace. Dare to tell the truth, they'll unleash the police, the universal uniformed wolves in fleece. The whole land gets fat off her colonies, economy boosted by foreign victories. Precision rockets turn babies into body count casualties as the ignorant, indignant justify it as democracy. And wait, what did this so-called American democracy bring to the Middle East? Daesh, ISIS, Al Saud with more power, it's like bombing for peace. Bombing for peace is more what it's like. As Yemen burns to the ground, so does my wife. And as I stand here and speak about the forgotten land, a familiar rage and emotion escape from their cage to my hand. Is it that only the pen that was held between my fingers felt this rage over hundreds of martyrs killed in their cage? A cage which is called home to them but a prison in feeling. The motherland cries as her children's bodies lie burnt and peeling. Burnt and peeling, the image is hidden from us all. The oppressed drowning in their blood, sweat, tears pile up so tall. Our tax dollars lead to the raping of her land. Thousand-year-old olive trees destroyed in one command. Our tax dollars become bullets, white phosphorus, and tear gas to kill mothers, fathers, and children so the living lose hope fast. Our proud and democratic nation's alliances keep our cars filled with pure Arab oil. As Al Saud bombs Yemen, blood fills the streets. In sand filled with soil. Pools of blood cover the operating tables. Mr. Obama, come to Palestine. Come to Yemen, Syria, or Iraq. See what your aid and democracy enables. This is for the names and forgotten faces. like Palestine, Syria, Iraq, and Yemen, who sleep alone and cold without their fathers now in heaven. I salute the families of Trayvon Martin, Mike Brown, and endless more, forgotten smiles etched into the minds of millions always adored. This is for the names, and forgotten faces. Glimpses on the news of the heroes and forgotten faces. There's been a dagger in my chest since the day I saw Hussein. There's been a dagger in my chest since the day I saw Hussein. Ink splurging from my pen, injected into my blood his name. There's been a dagger in my chest since the day I saw Hussein. Oh, Karbala, when I hear your name, my body starts to shake. The earth begins to quake, and the soul of every lover, oh, Hussein, won't you take? There's been a dagger in my chest since the day I saw Hussein. And when I'm awake, all I can think about is you. On that hot desert sand, with a baby in your hand, oh, Al-Asghar, he demands of water from Hussein's hands. There's been a dagger in my chest since the day I saw Hussein. Even in my dreams, I cry for you. I yearn to be at your side, oh my master, when you arrive. To fight amongst those, to be amongst those who fight until their last breath. Sweeter than honey, how Hazrat Qasim saw death. And that dagger will never leave my chest. For Hussein, my soul is kept. For with Hussein, my soul is kept. When I close my eyes, who is this I see? The beautiful image of the Prophet? No, it's Al-Akbar, it's Shabib. And the longer I prolong this visitation to Hussein, the dagger in my chest for that will remain. Flowing through my blood to my jugular vein, I cry and weep for the Ashab of Hussein. And how can one miss Umayyah's cries? Not too far from the river Hussein's camp lies. How Fadl Abbas can't stand the sound of the young girl's spirit going down. So he takes his musk and walks to the broad river. When the enemies see him, they tremble and shiver. So they run after him and fight him until his death. But the last words from his holy breath was Hussein's name, and the two brothers wept. As there were arrows lodged in Abbas's chest. There's been a dagger in my chest since the day I saw Hussein, ink splurging from my pen, injected into my blood his name. In Karbala, never forgotten that name, how it fights and breathes in the land of Sham. The soldiers of Zainab, never can they wrong, for they are the friends of Hussein in this day, and never will our love for Hussein decay. For that dagger in my chest will never go away. Salaam.
First piece is going to be called Dream, something when I wrote a few years ago, hope you received it well. It goes like this. Dalila Lama, the bride of Muhammad. I strive as I hold on to life, subconscious in my dreams, they be so strong. So let me tell you about this dream last night that I had with Martin Luther King and El Hajj, Malik Shabazz laughing, Tupac Shakur, Biggie Smalls interacting, Huey P. riding in my life about the pop one, Angela Davis on my side rolling shotgun. Everybody got their own dreams, their own meaning. So why is everybody trying to follow these leaders when leaders use politics to lie and deceive us? If you hold on to your dreams and just try, even if you've broken your wings, you still fly. Hold on to your dreams wherever you go, till the angel of death comes to collect on your soul. As above, so below, this life is a prison for believers for sure. So when you freeze me, I'ma drift through the clouds freely. Pay the proper respects to my ancestors briefly. Then I descend from the clouds into the valleys, preparing for the day of judgment, the finale. Praying for mercy on this journey unseen. Praying that I'm one of 313 I dream. So. Next piece I'm gonna do is called Spread Love. This ain't living. So black man, rise up and take your position. And understand we living in a ruthless time, state of emergency. We living in the limelight. The spotlight is on us, black people in America. The world is looking at us now. What are we gonna do? Is we gonna swim or we gonna drown? Or will we fall under the pressure? Or will I choose to sharpen my mind as a weapon? Or will I hit the club popping Molly's and sweating? Yeah, these are the questions faced by adolescents. Peer pressure with the power of suggestion. So what do you think will happen if we step aside and let the media decide our fate? The enemy is filled with hate. Look at the world today, you better read between the lines of racism in disguise, they gonna throw it in your face. We need the solutions to problems, knowledge of self, get the women and children involved, and start with the health and holistic well-being of our families, trying to survive. We grow strong from each tragedy. The agony comes and goes and flows naturally, but we under the favor of the Lord and His majesty through the rain. Sun shines to bring clarity, so despite the reality of pain, we live happily. We got a long way to go through this galaxy, so many scars to heal over time, we will gradually. So I keep a positive mentality and try to spread love to the rest of humanity. Spread love. Said the what? I want to take this time to send a brief shout out to my brother Hashim Kalfani. I haven't seen his brother in like 2 years. It was a reuniting moment, this trip up. You know what I mean? I want to send a big shout out to him. My brother Hashim has been doing a lot of work. You know, it's been going unnoticed. But people need to really recognize out here that sometimes you don't necessarily have to have a bio on your head or have any jazz from a certain school or institution to have love for people and spread it. Islam, what we have is something we're keeping to ourselves. I'm sure a lot of us are going to go home, back into our communities, amongst your tribe, forget about this whole thing. But when I see this audience, we're going to have a lot of diversity. So what we need to do is we need to try to implement a different model. You know, we can't just come to the centers on Fridays and have a 45-minute speech and think that we're doing something. Because you're not reaching my people. You didn't reach me that way. So I just wanted to take this time to, you know, to say that, you know, just really inspire people to really just have love, genuine love, the same love you would have for your loved one. Extend that to the people, the humanity, because Islam is not for us, it's for the people. I'm gonna do one last piece, and I'm gonna need some crowd participation. Hopefully I can get that for my brothers. So if I can get a Yahoo saying, Yahoo Hussein, Yahoo Hussein. Yah Hussein, Yah Hussein, Yah Hussein, Yah Hussein, Yah Hussein, Yah Hussein. Now that man. That's what's up. Yah, slow down a little bit. Yah Hussein, Yah Hussein, Yah Hussein, Yah Hussein, Yah Hussein. Just keep going. Keep going. Come on. Okay. That's it. Yah Hussein, Yah Hussein, Yah Hussein. Y'all can stop. I'm just gonna do it without you. Y'all need some energy, but I'm gonna just do it without you. You know what I'm saying? Inshallah, y'all appreciate it. Go like this. Alright? Bismillah. On the day of Ashura, in the land of Karbala, there stood an old Hussein, prepared for martyrdom, with no helpers at all. He came to make his call. He sacrificed his life in the fight for human rights. He gave his blood away to reinforce the faith. Oh, Muslims of today, let's wake up for Hussein. He's the one who bore the pain, seen his infant baby slain. We will cry out for Hussein. On our hearts will be his end. Say we won't run, we won't hide, because we gon' fight for our human rights. Say we won't run, we won't hide, because we gon' fight for our human rights. In the day of Ashura, in the land of Karbala, there stood a lone Hussein, prepared for martyrdom, with no helpers at all. He came to make his call. He sacrificed his life in the fight for human rights. He gave his blood away to reinforce the faith. Oh, Muslims of today, let's wake up for Hussein. He's the one who bore the pain, seen his infant baby slain. We will cry out for Hussein. On our hearts will be his name. Salam alaikum.
Thank you very much, everybody who attended. Thank you very much specifically to the brothers and sisters who wrote such wonderful poetry. Some of them were so powerful with the messaging and the content that they presented. All the stuff that they had to say has practical implications in our life. And inshallah, we hope that we walk away from this not only learning and appreciating from these poets their creativity, their ability to eloquently articulate their thoughts, their feelings, their hearts, but also to bring about change in our respective communities. Inshallah, we are going to have a real talk program right after this. But before we transition to that, we are going to officially end the poetry slam, and we are going to pray for the reappearance of our Imam Ajallahu Ta'ala Fadr al-Sharif. All together we're going to recite Dua Imam Zaman alayhi salam. So if everybody's with me, inshallah, we'll begin.
Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in.